With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump says he will fire some FBI agents who worked on January 6th U.S. Capitol riot cases. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that story.
As the Justice Department reviews how the agency handled investigations into the January 6 attack on the Capitol, the president is vowing that some FBI agents will be fired.
We had some corrupt agents, and those people are gone, or they will be gone, and it'll be done quickly and very surgically.
Critics fear the president is carrying out a purge of FBI and Justice Department officials who not only played roles in the January 6 prosecutions, but in criminal cases against Donald Trump. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Trump administration affirms its stand for religious liberty.
Vice President J.D. Vance expressed this commitment.
We must stand for religious freedom, not just as a legal principle, as important as that is, but as a lived reality.
He evoked the experience of the early church.
Early Christians, of course, suffered greatly, and unfortunately, many Christians still suffer today at the hands of oppressive state power.
He laid claim to America's moral responsibility at home and abroad.
And possessed the moral clarity to act when something has gone wrong.
These remarks from the Vice President's speech to the annual International Religious Freedom Summit in Washington, D.C. George Williams reporting.
The president is suggesting that Nippon Steel will no longer buy U.S. steel as planned, but the Japanese company will instead invest in the symbolically important American business. Hamas has released three gaunt, frail-looking Israeli hostages, and Israel has freed 183 Palestinian prisoners in the fifth exchange of a ceasefire that has paused the war in Gaza. The hostages' conditions and scenes of Hamas forcing them to speak has outraged Israelis. This is SRN News. Hospitals in Colorado, Virginia, and the nation's capital say they have paused sex change operations and puberty-blocking drugs for children as they evaluate President Trump's executive order aimed at cutting federal support for such care. Denver Health in Colorado has stopped providing sex change surgeries for people under the age of 19. Officials at Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. say it has paused prescriptions of puberty-blocking drugs and hormone therapy. And in Virginia, VCU Health and Children's Hospital of Richmond followed suit. New York's Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul has signed a bill to shield the identities of doctors who prescribe abortion medications days after a physician in the state was charged with prescribing to a pregnant minor in Louisiana. The new law, which took effect after it was signed Monday, allows doctors to request for their names to be left off abortion pill bottles and instead to list the name of their health care practices. This is SRN News. Sony PlayStation Network outrages gamers around the world because of outages.
Tens of thousands of gamers across the world were left unable to use Sony's PlayStation Network, PSN, after major outages, which began Friday, affecting online services, stores, and multimedia apps. Reports of connectivity issues spread quickly across social media, with users reporting error messages and login failures. Sony responded to users' concerns, confirming the problems without providing details on a possible cause of the outage. Last October, the PlayStation Network was down for several hours. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says he's firing members of the Board of Trustees for the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts and naming himself as chairman. He's also indicated he'll dictate programming at one of the nation's premier cultural institutions, primarily to end events featuring performers in drag. This is SRN News.